English film director Mike Newell began working in television in the 1960s. His long career includes the movies Donnie Brasco, Mona Lisa Smile, and Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. He is best known for Four Weddings and a Funeral, for which he won a BAFTA award. Now he's directed the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. The film is set in and after World War II and concerns a young author, played by Lily James, discovering what happened on the island of Guernsey during the German occupation. We spoke with Mike to find out more.
One might almost believe the war is really over.
Is it hard being a writer?
Well, my first book sold only how many copies?
28. Worldwide.
Dear Miss Ashton, my name is Dorsey Adams.
I am part of a book club, the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, founded by Elizabeth McKenna. Our Friday night book club became a refuge to us during the occupation by the Germans.
It's so compelling. These people had to actually live with their enemy.
Finally, I'll have something serious to write.
A real writer. Come to see us.
We're expecting you.
So happy to make your acquaintance. Mr. Adams.
Yeah, I've yet to meet him.
You've conjured him.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like very much to write about you. The society. And your founder, Elizabeth McKenna. I'm so looking forward to meeting her.
You won't be meeting her.
There's more to that story than they like to let on.
Hello. How are you, Mike?
Yeah.
Great. What was it that drew you to the story?
Well, I thought that it was a story that nobody knew. I don't think that people really understood that there was any part of the British Isles that were under German occupation during the war.
Right.
And I think that's still the case, probably even more so, but I think even during the war, it was marginal. And so that was a pretty powerful inducement. But also what was very important was that this was not a great big drum-beating story about Dunkirk or the Blitz or Churchill. It was a woman's story and an intimate story of how people got on with the whole notion of do they or don't they collaborate. It must have been exactly the same for the French during the war as well. So it was that domestic side of occupation that I thought was so so interesting. And of course, I just about remember the war. I was born in the middle of the war, and so I certainly remember the end of it. And I remember that it was very hard for the women. There was rationing. Everything was rationed. Clothing was rationed, bread, sugar, everything. The coal was crappy. The coal didn't give any heat, so you're cold all the time. And it was a miserable time. And so it was your mother who was going to make sure that you didn't suffer from that, but it wrecked her life. And I think that a lot of women's lives were spoiled by the war, and that's certainly true of Juliet. She loses her parents, and she wishes that things were otherwise.
Did you find that connection that you're talking about had any bearing on your the historical accuracy of the dialogue and the production design?
Well, enormously from the production design, because we tried to make it as accurate as we possibly could. And the very good designer he took an enormous room, a really very big room, and he pinned up photographs and cuttings from newspapers and contemporary objects around the walls of this thing, so that what you could do is you could walk in there, spend half an hour in there and wander around it and learn what daily life was like at that time in the island. And that was a huge resource. I used to love going into the art department and looking at that. And of course, that threw up all sorts of very dramatic stuff. It was weird looking at a picture of a German marching band proudly processing through the island of Guernsey, overlooked by shop names that were household names in England, Lloyd's Bank, Boots, the chemist, and so on and so forth. And you've got a real shock to see the collision of these two things. That was a very important factor for us. Whether it affected, well, it affected the language a little bit. I mean, some of the insults that are tossed around in the story have very much to do with period language and how people wanted to. Well, there's a term in the story for a young girl who takes a German boyfriend, and she's known as a Jerry bag.
Yeah.
And that's very cruel and very descriptive and is absolutely authentic.
I had that moment of not knowing what that was and thinking, oh, I see. So it was very good to that precise, that precise expression. The film basically has to balance comedy, romance, and quite serious drama. How difficult did you find that to achieve?
What, the mixture?
Yeah.
Well, it's terrific. It's a gift, really, because you're never hunting one rabbit, you know?
Okay.
You're always running after at least three. There's the romance, and there's the authenticity, and then there is the kind of almost thriller aspect of it, the tracking down of the mystery, like a sort of police story. And to be able to jump from one to the other means that you can always tempt the audience on. They're not going to give you any more of the romance. No, you'll have to wait for that now. Come back when we've done this, but you'll be interested in the mystery side of it now. So it's a very strong thing.
Absolutely. I was at a couple of points, I thought, oh, this is almost like an Ealing comedy. And then there were the moments about who the actual workers were who built those gun emplacements, and those two things together are quite surprising and powerful.
Yes, that's true. You know, I mean, there, obviously there's even more of that in the history of that time. In the end, what we were doing was we were making a romance. We were making an unhappy woman discover her ideal family and the man she loved. That was the main plank of the story. But to have all this other stuff around it made a very, it was a rich brew.
Did this come to you as a screenplay first, or had you actually read the book?
No. To start with, I hadn't read the book. I read the book before we shot it, obviously. But I hadn't read the book, and over a period of about 5 years, the film took about 10 years to get made,
right,
which sounds a lot, but it's not unheard of. And I read over a five-year period three versions of it. The first two, I didn't think quite hit the mark, but the third absolutely hit the mark. And that was Tom Bazooka, the American writer, who finally delivered. And what he wrote was not a kind of straight-line story. He wrote this wonderful cat's cradle of various balls of wool which had got kind of mixed up with one another, so that you would follow the Guernsey story, and you would follow the London story, you'd follow the Juliet story, and then you'd follow the Dorsey, and so on, so on, so on. It was all scrambled up and woven in and out. And that made it very... it made it very rich, and he'd done a brilliant job. When I did read the book, I enjoyed the book enormously. I thought it was absolutely terrific. But I think that sort of cat's cradle-y structure that he developed suited the material very well.
Every main cast member is given a particular moment to shine. Was that the script, or is that something you wanted to achieve?
It's probably a bit of both, actually. I'm sure that it would have been in the script, because Tom is the writer, is also a director, and I'm sure a very good one. But I also had, it was an ensemble cast apart from Lily, and so everybody deserved to have their revealing moment. And I don't think that the ensemble would have worked, and I don't think that you would have felt as warm towards them as you do feel unless you had given each of them a little moment of revelation.
Well, you absolutely achieved that. Thank you very much for talking about your film today, Mike Newell.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
What happened?
It's not my story to tell.
They don't want me writing about them.
The war's not over for them.
Not really.
Elizabeth couldn't help but follow her heart.
Shame on all of you!
You must do the same. You have that courage.
I've seen things I never thought could happen.
I lost people too. If you'd let me, I'd like to try and help.
You are not what I expected.
How did you imagine me, Mr. Adams?
Suppose it's possible for us to already belong to someone before we've met them.
I feel keenly how your life has changed the arc of my own forever. If books do have the power to bring people together, this one may work its magic.
You've yet to have the full experience. Potato peel pie.
The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Crikey, that's quite a mouthful.